Penguin Random House Audio presents Confessions of a Cartel Hitman by Martin Corona with Tony Raphael. Read for you by Jacob Vargas. Foreword. Steve Duncan, Special Agent, California Department of Justice. We got a multiple murderer, a brutal hitman who participated in many killings and murdered at least 8 people himself. He had often left victims near death. He had destroyed families in the United States and Mexico. We got him. Martin Corona, an accomplished hitman for the extremely violent Tijuana Cartel, also known as the Arellano Felix Organization, signed a plea agreement created by the prosecutor and me. Corona then stood before a federal judge and pled guilty to cocaine distribution. He was sentenced to roughly 25 years. Wait, he pled to cocaine distribution when he was a multiple murderer, and you're good with this? Hold on now, there's more. Corona was 37 years of age. In the federal system, you do 85% of your sentence. In his case, 20.6 years. Corona would be released when he was 58 years old. Corona was sentenced in October 2001 and would not be released until 2022. During intensive debriefings with Corona in 2001, he confided to our team that he had hepatitis C, a virus that is chronic and can lead to an early death. We feigned sympathy, but after we locked Corona back into his cell, we smiled. We truly believed he would die in prison. Divine intervention, I thought. Let me get to the facts. It was September 1999, and my cell phone rang.